more horrific church violence in the United States. So let's talk about church security on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. As you know, there were a couple of really horrific church attacks over the last weekend, one in New York and one in Fort Worth, Texas. And I want to talk about those a little bit today. And first of all, I want to announce that I'm starting a new podcast specifically about church security. It's going to be called the Secure Church Podcast. It's going to be weekly, once a week, and it's going to bring in some of my good friends that are in that industry. As you know, I'm on the board of Lionheart International Services Group, which is a church security training company, among other things. And so this is near and dear to my heart. It has hit home more than once in my life. And so I want to just help get the information out there that you need to make your church safer and make your congregation safe every Sunday. And so we're going to do that on a weekly basis. I hope you'll like it and share it. We'll make sure we get you some really powerful content that you can put to use to make your church safer.
With all the crazy stuff going on in the world, I regularly get calls from churches all over the country that say, how do we get started with the church security program? What kinds of things do we need to do? What kind of resources are out there to help us get things going? That's what we're about. Our desire is to make sure that you have the understanding and the resources available for you to help protect your flock, because the fact of the matter is protecting your flock should be at the top of your list.
The development of a church security program or plan is something that's dynamic and individual to every church. In today's day and age, speaking biblical truth makes you a target. Security teams have to plan ahead and know what they're going to do in those situations before they happen.
If a violent incident occurred in your church tomorrow, what would you wish you had done?
So there's my friend Tim Miller, and he's talking about the church shooting that happened in Fort Worth at White Settlement Church of Christ over the weekend. You've probably seen this over and over on the news. Very dramatic video of a hero deacon taking out the shooter in about 6 seconds from the time of the first shot.
Because I do believe you can have top-notch security, not lose your focus on the fact that you're a ministry within the church. I believe there's a tremendous danger to the church if security teams begin to see themselves through the eyes of SWAT teams. And I even see in a lot of the forums, hey, what's your duty, carry? Well, guess what? Our duty carry is a servant duty carry. And what I mean by that is this: if we're not coming to the church very different than the mindset of a police officer, then we're gonna miss the whole point to why we're there. Because really why we're there is to make sure that ministry goes on uninterrupted. And some of the skills we need, 99, at least when I started with our church, we had about 40 or 50 guys, very well-intentioned, no training. They had radios, and many of the police officers that were on the team left because they said, I'm more afraid of getting shot by others on the team, because there was just a concealed carry requirement at that point. Mm-hmm. Well, what we did is we kind of transformed that and said, hey, we want to help you get engaged in a dynamic ministry that's going to allow you to use some of the skills that you've been blessed with. And so, but with that comes a commitment to training. So we begin to train things like dealing with mentally ill people, de-escalation training, medical issues, emergencies. Oh, by the way, all three of those things you're going to see almost on a monthly basis, if not a weekly basis. And yet many don't train towards that. And then we do get into tactics. As you know, we train very, very seriously in regards to firearms and judgmental pistol shooting, because I like to remind folks, you know, it's if you're confident in your ability based on the fact that you can shoot, you're missing the point, because the fact you can shoot is really linked with when and why would I shoot. And that's right. Called judgmental pistol shooting training. So,
well, you talk a lot, Tim, about church security as a ministry. And what do you mean by that?
Well, Chuck, I believe, as do you, as should really every believer, that God gives you certain gifts, and those gifts are not ours. That's why they call them gifts. God gave them to us to steward. And in many cases, folks come from military backgrounds or other backgrounds where those gifts are definitely needed now. But I've learned and watched that this is a true story. I interviewed one guy who had been an Army medic and was very, very sharp, had a great background. And when we were doing the initial interview, which, by the way, if you're involved in a church security team and you don't do extensive interviews to make sure that the heart lines up, I would suggest to you that you may have been bringing in people that are going to cause you a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. But as I was interviewing this guy, I have said to him, hey, tell me why you feel called to this ministry. And he looked at me and didn't blink. And he said, because I have exceptional skills that you need. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, well, walk me through that. He said, well, I've been in the military and I'm here to help you run this team. And that's exactly the opposite heart that we look for, because I've learned that, you know, you can have either volunteers on your security team or you can have servants. I've learned in my journey, I want to be around a bunch of servants, because servants are those that are in it for the master.
Now, there's a lot of lessons to be learned, as Tim alluded to, and so we're going to be breaking that down more on the Secure Church podcast coming up here really quick, and I'll make sure to leave links to that in the description, and anyway, so you can listen. That's going to be both video and audio. Now, I also found some interesting comments from the Attorney General of Texas about this particular church shooting, and I wanted to show those to you now.
Obviously a horrific incident that we're all sad about, but if there's any church in this state and in America that was prepared for this, it was this church. They had done their training, and I think you can see from the results, despite the fact that we had two horrible losses of life, this church responded in seconds and reacted and saved the lives of potentially the rest of the people in that church, which I was told was well over 200 people. And I do hope that through this tragedy, that more churches will prepare in the way this church did, not just in Texas, but really across the nation, because this is, in my opinion, this is the model for the future. We can't prevent every incident. We can't prevent mental illness from occurring, and we can't prevent every crazy person from pulling a gun, but we can be prepared like this church was.
So obviously it is very important to have security at your church, and we've been doing training to that effect. We just recently did a church security training in Chicago with Mark Lundgren and his Secure Church Network up there. He's part of the Lionheart family, and so we got some really good training done there with Milo range training devices that are like a laser training device where we put people through video scenarios to help them learn kind of in real time what to do in a crisis scenario. Check it out.
So basically we provide a simulation, a laser-based screen, branching scenarios, laser-based firearms, all together in one package to provide training. Use of force training, de-escalation, CIT training. So basically just any type of training that can be offered on a level of the law enforcement, military, and commercial.
So as you know, my dad was involved in a church shooting back in the late 90s in Fort Worth, Texas as well. And we went back there a few years ago to talk to some of those guys who were involved in that shooting, who were there when it happened, to see just what it was like and what they learned from that, what they would do different.
I said something like, what's going on, or what's this? And that's when the gunman turned towards me and fired off a round.
Has someone been shot? Is that what you said? Have you been shot? Yes. A lady said yes.
Grabbed my chest right here, and I looked at something that was red.
Do you have the kids in there with you? I have all of the kids under the ages, 2 and under, in my building with me.
And I turned around, I motioned for them to get out. And as they ran out, the gunman fired off another round and shot me in the hip.
He then made entry into the sanctuary, and that's when he began just shooting all over the sanctuary.
Hey,
So he had this improvised explosive device that he also detonated in the sanctuary at one point. So he came prepared to do damage and injury and cause death and mayhem. That was his intent. Why he came here, don't know.
If the same thing happened today, you know, I've been trained, I know how to disarm people, but I would die first before I let the guy go through me. I would die first. Knowing what I know, and the lives it affected, I would die first before I'd let that happen. All my children were here, my wife was here. I just wouldn't let it happen.
Okay, that's all we've got for the podcast today. I'm Chuck Holton. Thanks for watching, and this has been The Hot Zone.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.